You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From how experts reacted to the formation of Bad Bank, COVID-19 vaccination status, the latest on India-China's border standoff, to the updates from GST Council meeting. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 17th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. In the market, Sensex and Nifty again climbed to record highs during today's session. However, they did not close at all-time highs. A day after the government announced the formation of Bad Bank, ICICI Securities says it could be a game changer. Banking stocks too gained on the back of the move. In fact, Nifty Bank topped 38,000 for the first time ever. Meanwhile, the GST Council meeting was held today, and sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the Council has extended the concessions to specified COVID drugs till the end of December this year. I'll also tell you about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, where he called for a template to fight radicalization and extremism. In an update on the border standoff, India has told China that bilateral relations will only develop when both countries pull back their troops. Well, in some good news, daily COVID vaccinations in India today crossed the 1 crore mark, and you'll be happy to know that this is the fourth time in less than a month that this has happened. I'll also share another interesting story with you, that is why scientists in Germany are potty training cows. You want a hint? Well, it's to save the planet. But how? I'll share that later. First up, let's take a look at what happened at the GST Council meeting. Sources say the Council extended the concessions to specified drugs used in COVID treatment till December 31st. It has also approved adding more medicines under concessional rates and extended the relief by reducing GST rates from 12% to 5% on several drugs till the end of 2021. Moreover, the Council is in favour of Aadhaar authentication being mandatory for taxpayers to claim a refund or revoke cancellation of registration. They said that the authentication of existing taxpayers will be done in a phased manner. According to sources, the panel has also agreed to notify www.gst.gov.in as the Common Goods and Services Tax electronic portal. Next up, let's take a look at the market. The domestic equity benchmark indices scaled record highs during the session today, but retreated by the time the closing bell rang. Both Sensex and Nifty closed lower today. The 30s group Sensex closed lower at 59,093, while the Nifty 50 index surged 28 points to end at 17,660. The government had yesterday, that is on September 16th, announced the formation of a bad bank, National Asset Reconstruction Company Limited. The move has garnered mixed views from top experts. While a few welcomed the move and even called it a game changer, a few analysts believe this will have no near-term impact and may not see major recoveries. Those who see it as a positive development say the bad bank will improve the balance sheet of banks and the upfront cash payment would also aid in providing incremental cash flows, while it will also enable banks to focus more on their core operations. Meanwhile, Kotak Institutional Equities says the creation of a bad bank would have been most fruitful just after the asset quality review or earlier when the stress was just building up and banks were looking to delay recognition for various reasons. Nonetheless, banking and financial stocks were in the spotlight today following the move, and the Nifty Bank Index scaled the crucial 38,000 level for the first time ever. Moving on to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, where PM Modi cited the situation in Afghanistan and called out radicalization. He said peace, security and trust deficit are the biggest challenges for the SCO and these have intensified radicalization. Modi said that the SCO should work to develop a strong network among moderate, tolerant and inclusive institutions and traditions associated with Islam. According to him, the fight against radicalization is not only needed for regional security and trust, but also to ensure a bright future for the youth of the region. Next up is an update on the India and China border situation. India has told China that their bilateral relations will only develop when both countries pull their troops back from a confrontation on the line of actual control. The External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar discussed disengagement in the border areas with his Chinese counterpart. He underlined that the progress in this regard is essential for restoration of peace and tranquility, which is the basis for development of bilateral ties. China also agreed with Jaishankar's assertion that Beijing should not view its relations with India through the lens of a third country and that Sino-India relations have their own intrinsic logic. Moving on to an update on the COVID vaccination status in India. According to a senior health official, the country clocked over 42,000 vaccinations in a minute. Vaccinations crossed 1 crore in the afternoon today, signaling a bigger milestone by the end of the day. This comes on PM Modi's birthday, and the vaccination campaign is key to BJP's 3-week celebrations to mark his 71st birthday. Now, here's the interesting news I mentioned earlier. Scientists in Germany are trying to potty train cows in an attempt to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by creating environmentally friendly farms. They're trying a method they call the Mulu approach to teach calves how to use a toilet area in their barns. Waste from farms contaminates the waterways and soil and contributes to the acidification of the soil. It also increases greenhouse gas emissions that are unhealthy for the environment, and for this reason, the calves are trained through a system of rewards and mild punishments. For instance, when they urinate in the assigned toilet area, they are offered a sweet drink or some mashed barley. And when they do the opposite, they are surprised by a shot blast of water from the above. According to the study published in the journal Current Biology, within a few weeks and after almost 15 training sessions, 11 out of 16 calves were toilet trained. The researchers say the rest needed more time. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back Monday evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.